Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your brother or someone you don't even know. And when you have that attitude, you live in a dynamic, creative, loving system. Our design to behave. But instead, we have seen through civilization the centralization of power, the system breeding its minions, training their minions to be ruthless and feed upon the population. Then they've inculcated it into a mass acceptance, and we're fighting against that. We're entering a very decadent cycle in world history right now. We've gone through these cycles in the past. But now, because of the technology and the weapons and really the centralization of evil with levers of control never before seen, we are coming towards a climatic head. We're talking to Dr. John Breeding, a psychologist who's written four amazing books concerning just how the system is trying to turn us into these automatons and using the drugs and the rest of it. And we're about to go back to your calls, as promised. We'll have Dr. Breeding with us for another 30 minutes, and I'll get back into other news and calls. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes, folks. But Dr. Breeding, we talked when I was setting up for the show, we talked about, how are these people smart? How are these globalists intelligent? And how are these drug company owners and scientists? They know this is toxic. It's like the vaccine CDC internal documents came out from 2000 where they're going, I won't give my grandson this. Man, this is deadly. It's causing massive brain damage, the mercury. We got to cover this up and can't let them know. I mean, how do they just do that? I'm guilty if I'm rude to my wife or if I step on a gecko on accident, a little lizard walking out of my house. This is pathetic to say, I almost start crying now just because I just don't want to hurt innocent things, whereas used to I wouldn't care. What is this process?
Well, somehow you've been blessed with the opportunity and maybe the will and the support and whatever, to stay connected with what I call your true nature. That's the other book that you're carrying for me, True Nature and Great Misunderstandings. But it's the idea is that part of our true nature is that sensitivity and that empathy that you feel, when you experience harm of another being, When anybody who's waging war, and we're presumably a country at war, there's really something wrong with the picture when you're the leader of a country that's at war, that's systematically wreaking havoc and death and destruction on other human beings and other life forms, and you present an image that's sort of glib and smug and self-satisfied. There's some kind of real disconnection there. Otherwise, there would be a main and primary response of really grief and anguish having to participate in such a tragedy. There's some kind of severe disconnect there, that means, in my mind, that person has to have been somehow severely hurt in a way that they are so disconnected from their nature.
And we see these elite families, the way they set up the social structure.
Yeah.
They do, with these prep schools and skull and bones and all this. Mm-hmm. Prince Charles, his father, they admit Prince Philip sent him to a boarding school and had them beat him up and treat him bad and put him in a leaky room, to be mean to him, and they seem to do this. I've talked to World War II vets that, killed quite a few people, but that was a real war. And they will, and if you can get them to talk about it, they'll start crying about it. They didn't enjoy it. Used to, we would vomit. People would vomit. Troops would when they were killing somebody they had to kill. Now the Marines will shoot women on national TV and go, I love killing them.
We learned after World War II to be more smart about how to systematically condition the soldiers to override their natural aversion to killing that you're talking about. You have to be very systematic and ruthless about it because it's not a natural response. That's not even to debate whether it's appropriate in certain situations. It's just to say that it's unnatural and it's very painful unless you've somehow really hurt that person and conditioned them to...
We'll be right back. Got a break again.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this third and final hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. Your calls are coming up here momentarily. We've got Dr. John Breeding on, an author of just very insightful books on the drugging of children in the population. But we're talking to Dr. Breeding just about how they condition people to carry all this out. I hate to keep blaming stuff on Germany, but that same kindergarten brainwashing system for soldiers and workers has been adopted by our military, and it's the classic Jim Jones cult, the shaved heads, the chanting. And I'm not saying I'm against the military, folks, but the Marines 20 years ago weren't chanting, you know, have the children gather around, mow them little bastards down. I mean, that's been in the news. They weren't jumping up and down when they, you know, shot innocent Iraqi women and saying, I love it, I want to kill some more. By the way, that's been caught on video by national television. Dr. Breeding, the government's funding different TV shows and different programs through what I call propaganda placement. They call it a product placement. Almost every show, like Threat Matrix on Fox, or Threat Matrix is on ABC, 24 is on Fox. I rarely watch it, but I've talked to those that do watch it. I've seen it a few times. Every time I turn it on, the police are torturing somebody, and torture's now good. Is that not a scary mass conditioning to see Joseph Mengele-style values being promoted?
That's real scary, and it's very sad. I've seen the debate, you know, in the media more lately, for sure, about, you know, when is torture justified, and trying to kind of create a climate that says that, you know, all these hypothetical situations where, you know, if you're torturing a terrorist, you know, it's justified because you're getting information, you know, from someone who, but, you know, it's just more and more graying and blurring of, you know, basic humanity and more justification, you know, of the basic idea that, you know, at what point is killing acceptable and valuable, and to what extent you can desensitize yourself to the basic sort of gut reaction or basic empathic response. And so I'm with you on that. I think it is really a horrific trend.
Yeah, I mean, in the newspaper they're saying torture is a new American virtue, and then on the TV shows they simulate it in front of us. That is trauma-based mind control.
Yeah, it is, you know, because the other thing is that is related to the mind control thing is that, you know, you have this level of the brain, you know, that it's called the reptilian complex or the so-called primitive brain, you know, the brain stem, the earliest evolved part of the brain body. And it's a very much a fight or flight kind of response mode, and it's very much processes images, you know, and
well, however it got there, they've looked at the brains. There's an alligator brain, basically, down there at the base.
That's what I'm talking about. And that, to that alligator brain, it's pretty much processed the same whether you see it face-to-face in your bedroom or whether you see it on the television in your bedroom. You know, you process that image in a way, and if you keep having those kind of images, and that's why we talk about this being a culture of fear. You know, there's a really interesting statistic. You've probably heard this, I don't know, but that in the 1990s, there was a 20% decrease in the murder rate in this country, but there was a 600% increase in the number of murders shown on television news. Now, what's that about? The only thing I can think about is just it's about this deliberate or semi-deliberate, whatever, this decision to just transmit this fear. Kind of energy into people's minds.
Well, to explain that, let's say that there's a graph, looks like the Himalayas. Television comes in, 1950s becomes violent by the 60s, massive spike in the graph with the simulated violent acts that people see. And so, yeah, it went down a little bit in the 90s, but, you know, it's like you're down one side of the peak or still on top of the Himalayas.
Murder rate went down slightly, but the rate of murders shown on the news went up 600%. So even though there was less.
Yeah, they're showing more.
And so it's the people aren't knowing that. Oh, it's actually a little bit safer out in my.
Yeah, they did studies and people thought that it was much more dangerous.
I'm seeing murders all the time. I'm afraid, and that's part of it. You know, when you're afraid, you're more susceptible.
And that's the definition of terrorism: is that we don't want to go out
and not being able to think for yourself and to justify terrorist acts and to justify violent. And to justify intrusions into privacy and liberty, which is the kind of thing that you're fighting.
Well, Dr. Breeding,
it's only when you've got the population kind of cowed and afraid that they'll say they'll sacrifice their own liberty for the sake of some so-called security. When you've got people at that point, they're way lost.
And
that's what you're trying to do is kind of wake them up. You know, wake them up to that and say, "Hey, liberty is precious. You know, don't turn it over to." John Ashcraft, because he says, you know, that Osama bin Laden might come in your doorway today. I mean, come on.
Well, let me boil that down for people. I mean, this is the psychology. They create the fear. They create the perception that the boogeyman's going to get us, so we got to give our rights up. And so we don't want to go bomb more innocent countries. And so somehow some shadowy group slugs us in the face and says, see, you're being attacked. Now attack them. And that's what Brzezinski said. He said we need to have terror attacks in his own book, The Grand Chessboard, founder of the Trilateral Commission, this top globalist, he said we need these Pearl Harbor events for, quote, imperial mobilization. And every time we falter and don't want to be brutal and evil, suddenly we're attacked again. I say, look at who stands to gain from these attacks.
That's right. And part of my message is basically to say that as parents or as adults who are caring for young people, there's these two levels, and one of them is that we have to systematically protect our children from these noxious influences. We have to, you know, not let them watch, you know, 911 go over 6,000 times on the TV because they're processing all that. You know, we have to protect them from all these fears and these intrusions and being exploited to be a drug market and being conditioned to be a passive learner and being fed junk food instead of healthy food. You know, there's a lot of, you know, there's just basically these kind of, we call them soulless or valueless or just cynical or whatever, forces that basically look at our children strictly as a market to exploit. They have to, our children have to be protected from that on the one hand, and on the other hand, we need to really create within this wildness and this craziness, we have to create a little safe haven for them, you know, and let them know that at least in this space with this person, you know, you can just be a child for a while, you know, and you can enjoy, you know, loving and cuddling and snuggling, and you can enjoy thinking and learning for yourself. And it's those two things. You know, we have to face the reality of what you're confronting with your work and protect the children from that. And
that's another thing they do.
And adults to back that off.
That's a doctor.
And on the other hand, kind of remember, not get so caught up in that that we don't remember to really what it means to really nourish our children, and that you know they'll turn into being really courageous, thoughtful people, you know, if we support them and allow that. And
well, doctor,
I
mean, those are amazing points. I mean, I totally concur with what you're saying, and that's another thing. The society is trying to accelerate the development of children at every level into this consumer society, and you know, you've got eight-year-old children thinking they're adults instead of just being children, you know, running around, you know, in the woods, you know, playing hide and seek or you know, fishing out at the pond. Instead, you know, they're playing Grand Theft Auto, where you're running over people and committing simulated murders. And
The problem isn't even that they're thinking that they're adults, because that's part of what young people do. They'll play at being adults. The problem is, what does an adult look like? You know, it's like, it's good, fine for a child to think that they're an adult in the sense that they're a thoughtful person, they're taking responsibility for themselves, they expect their opinions to be respected, you know, that kind of thing. But if being an adult means, you know, you're playing out these games, you know, or these tragedies, you know, and that it means that you own more and buy more and that you have guns and shoot people or whatever, you know, if that's what being an adult is, whoa.
Yeah, it's amazing what they do. You're absolutely, folks, this is very important information, and we've been going back and forth here. Let's take a few calls. Who's up next? You said Kevin and Mass? Kevin and Mass. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Reading. Thank you for taking my call. I'll make a few quick comments and concisely as possible. Alex, I'll hang on until you kind of cue me to move on. You know, the drugs that you're talking about, you know, people have to not trust these well-meaning doctors who sometimes are fools to the pharmaceutical companies and the medical associations. You're a psychologist as well. You know that it's not just these kids that everyone's on Ritalin, you know, 4,000 times, but the adults, they're pushing antidepressants on.
Well, it's only a culture that has millions of adults who are drugged that would even consider drugging that many children, so you're right on that way.
Quick comment on the games. You know, the commercial says rated M for mature. On your last comment, I think they should rate it I for immature. Alex, we won't quit if they do come for you. I know sometimes I feel like I'm getting listened to, and you're the, you know, right out in the front line there. So we won't quit if they do come. And I want, you know, my wife was listening to that story you printed on the Freemasons initiation shooting accident. Ha ha. Her boss is an ex-Marine who wears American flag neckties, and he mentioned it to her. So you know, and when things like that start to happen, she starts to listen more and hear what I'm saying. She, you know, this guy still loves Bush, but he's a good guy. You know, he's a real true American Marine, and we'll wake him up. We're getting there. For those other Freemason brothers, most of them out there are good people that are on low levels, and you know, they're afraid we're going to wake them up because that's a lot of their power base. And you can look back to the days of Captain Morgan in the 1830s, where he spoke out and they kidnapped and murdered him, causing the country to have the anti-Masons parties of the 1830s. And, you know, they don't teach that in school, but they're trying to get the CHIPS program into our schools where they're...
Yeah, they're marking and numbering the children. Thanks for the call. Yeah, what he was getting into, Dr. Breeding, is we found a pattern of Masons in these rituals accidentally blowing people's heads off. It's not just the case in Long Island, so very bizarre. Our final segment with Dr. Breeding, and I'll continue with your calls and a recap of some of the top stories. Final segment with Dr. Breeding coming up, so stay with us. And we'll get to Charles and Howard and Richard and Tom and Susan and everybody else. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
48-800-430-6748. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We carry several of Dr. Breeding's hard-hitting books exposing the brainwashing and drugging of the children and the population. Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses is one of his best books, and it's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Just link through to the secure online shopping cart. And Dr. Breeding, one more time for folks, give people your website.
WildestColts.com, W-I-L-D-E-S-T-C-O-L-T-S.com.
All right, let's take some calls. Charles Charles in New York. Go ahead.
Men, just keep up the good fight of faith. You guys are doing a great job. And Alex, last night, I've never heard George Norrie so excited and so fired up. You got to his heart. You were cutting edge, and I just want to thank you for this was the biggest thing we could ever hope for. And also, could you please change your format to DVD, which makes it easier for me to duplicate your work?
Yeah, you know, still VHS, despite the fact they're trying to force a switch to DVD, is still what most people have. We actually still sell more VHS than we do of DVD, even when we offer it in both. And really, it's just the money to have it transferred over and done and then mass-produced, because I can't make them. You know, I mean, if I make DVDs, I got to make a couple thousand, or it's not economically feasible.
Well,
and then I don't have the money to make a couple thousand, so it's kind of a catch-22. So, yes, that's something we're going to do, okay? But I mean, I can't do it right now.
Okay, Dr. Breeding, if I'm forced to inoculate my kids to keep them in the school system, I don't want to inoculate them, okay? How can I go about getting over that?
Well, it's not the law right now, and Dr. Breeding's not really the big vaccine guy, but Dr. Breeding, comments?
Well, it depends on what state you're in. In most states, you know, there's a couple of things you can do. In some states, it's actually gotten to where, you know, you're not required. And I think in virtually every state, you can get a so-called religious exemption.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of that in West Virginia, but, yeah, it's in all 50. District of Columbia.
That's one way you can do it. In some states, you can actually just take a exemption of conscience, and we now have that in Texas, you know, which is a big step. You know, you don't even have to. The other exemption that you can usually get is a medical exemption if you have some justification that this is whatever your child had a previous.
Yeah, in a free society, they shouldn't be able to make you take something. It's really simple. Thanks for the call there from New York. Howard in Colorado. Howard, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say that you were very articulate, clear, and concise, and I want to let you know I appreciate everything you're doing. And I also want to mention, as you know, I do a lot of demonstration in D.C. If you ever need me to come and spend a week with you to help you do anything, I'll be happy to do that. I'll be calling back from time to time.
Well, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to fight the global system yourself and be the leader you are, my friend.
Okay, I appreciate everything, Alex. You were beautiful last night.
Well, thank you. People sure seem to like it. All right. And Brian Lamb at C-SPAN didn't like it. Let's talk to Richard in Alabama. Richard, go ahead. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air worldwide, sir. He's gone. Tom in Florida. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air.
Going this morning.
Good.
Listen, I just I wanted to talk to you about the Department of Peace and Dennis Kucinich, but I wanted to throw this in real quick. You and Dr. Breeding were talking about the children and the mind control. We were in a pub last night here in Daytona Beach, and my son and I were there eating pizza, and there was a bunch of spring breakers in there, and they were talking about college and different stuff, and the episode at Kent State came up by someone, and one of these young men looked up and said, well, I like Richard Nixon, and all those kids deserve to die because they were traitors.
Well, and when you got Michael Savage saying put everyone in a camp that doesn't agree with the government, and he says it every day, we're in deep trouble.
We are in deep trouble, and if you've read House Bill H.R. 1673 that Kucinich, the venerable candidate for president, has put up, it's doing nothing but trying to subvert our Constitution and replace it.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
UN resolution.
I mean, Kucinich comes out with some good things and some bad things, and that Department of Peace thing it sounds all good to the, you know, liberals and people, but they're being deceived by it. I've read it. Very scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. And you know, with you know, in the first section one, under number two, it even talks about Declaration of Independence, appeals to the supreme judge of the world, and is derived from the causes of nationhoods and from the laws of nature and the entitlements of the God of nature. So that's scary stuff. That's strictly Luciferian doctrine, and the whole bill is just scary.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. Dr. Breeding, I want to thank you for coming on the show. God bless you, my friend, and look forward to having you back up in the future when things aren't so nuts.
Okay, Alex, that'd be great. Carry on.
God bless.
Thanks.
All right, folks, we'll come back. 30 minutes left. I'll get into some more news. Keep taking your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And again, the websites are InfoWars.net PrisonPlanet.tv. Those are your backup servers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
And allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Getting a lot of calls asking for my mailing address. People that want to send me Brian Lamb on C-SPAN attacking me today. It's 3001. It's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. That's also the address to get any of the videos or books or materials. Let's just go to these calls quickly. I mean quickly. Let's talk to Susan.
Hi,
Susan,
Alex.
In Alaska. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Hey, just real quickly, I listened to the whole show last night, and I tried to be as objective as I could because, you know, I've had my Alex Jones inoculation, and you're not a shock to the system anymore. So I listened very objectively. You did wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And it was like, you know, this has been some really dark years, and you've really been a light for me, and last night was just like a breakthrough. The sun broke through the cloud, and I think it was a significant turn around a corner, and you did wonderful.
Well, wow. I mean, that's just it was an interview on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours, but people are going nuts over it. And, you know, I thought I was going pretty quick on the show, and, I mean, the 3 hours just burned past us. I didn't get to 10% of what I wanted to cover, though.
It went by so fast, I couldn't believe it. But you know what? I did call because I had a question for your guest too. It had to do with I was trying to verify because I read before that they took out pedophilia out of the DMS-IV, the Diagnostic Manual for Psychiatry.
Well, now, this is the whole system abusing the population. I know that Dr. Laura got in trouble
right.
4 years ago when she read from the American Psychological Association's, what was it, their 2000 report, now 4 years ago, hard to believe that pedophilia was actually a good thing. And this shows how psychotic establishment psychiatry has gotten. And, yes, Dr. Breeding has spoken out against the stuff that's going on in psychiatry. That's the whole point of what he's doing.
Right, and I wanted to see if you could verify that because I haven't seen
it. It was all over the news. And yeah, Dr. Laura, she was bad for speaking out against it. That shows how sick the culture is. You know, Mel Gibson's bad for making a movie about Jesus. You know, she comes out against what the American Psychological Association said, and she's bad when they're the ones that are disgusting.
Right.
All right, got to let you go. Good to hear from you, Susan.
Great job, Alex.
Thank you. Mitch in Arizona. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir. I heard you talk.
That was a blowtorch, all right. It was all over the West. It's coming out of Albuquerque, Tucson, L.A., Las Vegas. Hey, did you see I saw a picture of John Cone Carey with Anton LaVey out.
Yeah, that's not a real photo.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, and that's a fake San Francisco Chronicle article, and it was made to be caught in a lie. It has a date that wasn't the right date. It says he's a congressman 2 years before he was a congressman. That's a fake photo.
Really? I wouldn't have been too surprised if he was, but...
Well, I mean, he's a member of a real satanic organization.
Yes, I do believe that.
Well, no, it's called Skull and Bones, yeah.
Oh, and your friend, Dr. Weezer, or what is his name? Oh, Savage is what he calls himself now, yeah. Yeah, he's calling your audience like a lunatic shortwave out of hillbilly country.
And is he talking about us?
Well, this is what he said. He called shortwave listeners lunatic shortwave out of hillbilly country, basically.
Oh, and really? Voice of America's on it, I guess. They're lunatic hillbillies. Look, here's the point. Mr. Savage says that anyone that disagrees with the government should be put in a forced labor camp. So I think that discredits him right there. He's a fake conservative there to manipulate and pacify conservatives. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Colorado. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yesterday, and this is way off topic, but I know you're open forum here. I was talking to a security guard who was fresh out of Homeland Security training, and I mentioned that he had a Confederate flag on his wall, and I told him about Rhode Island, and he was like, "Well, that ain't nothing because they're starting to spray this stuff called dust in Florida Bay Area," and I called you to find out what this dust was. Have you ever heard of dust? All capital.
No, I know they're doing a lot of spraying of the population with different things. That's been admitted, but I don't know.
Okay, well, he said that you'd be able to snap your fingers in 6 months and find your keys. And I was just calling to find out if you knew anything
about
it. Well,
that sounds like basic craziness. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Have a good
day. Thank you, buddy. Who's up next? Ryan in Ohio. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing there?
Good.
Hey, I heard you last night. It was really good. I was so impressed. And we heard you here in Cleveland instead of having to listen to you on the internet. And I've given your tape to two different radio stations here in Cleveland, but nobody's done anything yet. But hopefully, maybe that'll help a little bit.
Well, just keep educating them. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that was pretty much all I had to say. Except keep up the good work, and hopefully more people like you will come along.
Well, thank you. Well, they have. It's a look in the mirror. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Ron.
Like everybody else, of course, I heard the broadcast last night. It was impressive.
What'd you think of it?
Excellent. You presented it in the most cogent, geometrically logical way so that the audience and even someone like George Nuri really got the point. I think he was just, the host of the show, I think he was just awestruck. That's what I think. And you got out that point to a very large audience, because I understand it's a pretty well-listened-to show.
14 million listeners an hour.
You know, that's going to be difficult for them, and when I say them, I'm talking about, you know, the types at the Grove, to get around. Your presentation was very good. You made a point of citing the evidence that you have to back it up, in addition to your own word and your video, which you can't deny that. You even spoke about the news articles, articles that backed that up. You know, you not just presented the issue, but you gave points of reference to help support it. In case there are naysayers and doubting Thomases, they're going to have a little bit of a hard time with this kind of information getting out. This is going to start a lot of people to thinking.
Well, why do you think Brian Lamb of C-SPAN came out against me?
Well, come on, to be expected. You're making an indictment against the power structure elite, a power structure that reaches into many areas, and I'm sure most particularly,
Did you hear me where I laid out that their rationale is that, oh, all these bioweapons endangers rogue countries, we've got to have a world government, you know, to keep us all safe, and then I point out that they're the ones arming everybody?
They're the ones creating the problem. So then they could come along and propose the solution.
And I just told them I don't appreciate them endangering my family and my civilization.
You know, Alex, something you brought out, and you've been right, this was 100% right. Anybody who knows anything about, I guess, metaphysical or supernatural topics will know this. Case in point, of course we know about 9/11. Yesterday was 3/11. The number 11 is obviously significant to these people. Now, they're trying to...
By the way, it was 911 days from 9/11.
That's correct. That's right. It was.
That is documented.
You know who's obsessed with numerology?
Skull and Bones.
Right. Not Muslim fundamentalists. Of course, they're saying this is an Al-Qaeda thing, which it's a little bit difficult to believe because Al-Qaeda, first off, would not all of a sudden change its modus operandi.
Well, Al-Qaeda's a known CIA front. It's this shadowy thing.
Taking blame for it. But the use of this numerology... That's not, you know, consistent with Muslim culture. That's consistent with black magic and things of that nature. So, I'm beginning to wonder. There is something going on here. I'm not just beginning to wonder, but I'm saying even if a person didn't know much about this, they would have to wonder about these similarities. And you brought that out about the numerology last night. Another thing I wanted to ask you, two things. You saw what they described as an effigy of a child, a bound child, that they sacrificed to their...
Well, it was just a small human form, yeah.
Right. Are you that sure that it was just an effigy, a mannequin?
Well, I just said they made it clear. They said, this is an effigy, we're going to burn it.
Okay. Do you think it was an effigy? Is there... Did you...
Yeah, I tend to believe it was an effigy. I mean, this was a big event with a lot of people, and then, yeah.
Okay. And at that event...
But again, I don't know, so...
Okay, I'm just wondering, you know, did you hear sounds actually coming from the thing, you know?
No, it was all done. I mean, that's where theater comes from, is from rituals. You know, that's what the first theater was. This was all done with regalia. This was a reenactment of a Canaanite sacrifice.
And did you recognize any of the personages at that ceremony? Was there anyone there readily recognizable?
Well, those doing the ceremony were wearing red and black hoods.
And so their faces really weren't visible?
Well, I mean, the media admitted who was there. It was a bunch of world leaders. That's who goes there. They admit I went in and got the footage, but I wasn't running up to the world leaders, you know, and going, God, videotape your face. I was, you know, in the crowd videotaping it.
None of the faces were easily recognized.
Well, I did see faces while I was walking around before the ceremony. I did see some famous people, and, you know, it's in the news who was there.
This is remarkable. These people are involved in pagan, satanic ritual. You got it on video. There's no question about it. And you're not the first person, I guess, to say this. You indicated last night that even CBS tried to get over the Grove with a helicopter and were chased away. And what gets me is you have law enforcement agencies, you mentioned the Sheriff's Department in that county and the Secret Service, that are actually collaborating and protecting this while it goes on. So their minions reach far. They've usurped, I guess, other people as well, lower
down.
That's
it. They've got a lot of ghouls serving them. They've got their familiars, is what you call somebody who serves a vampire. And I use that as an analogy, folks. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to... Who should I go to next? Warren in Colorado, then Vince and others. Go ahead, Warren.
The point I'd like to make is if... If this is a conspiracy theory, as far as they had a guest called Michael Barkin, and he's an author of...
On C-SPAN with Brian Lamb.
Yeah, and I caught the last 10 minutes of that. And if it is a conspiracy and shouldn't be worried about, then why are they even talking about it in the first place? These guys are worried. And
well, it was Brian Lamb who did a piece on me the first time, you know, in 2000 after I got into the Grove.
Yeah, you know, the thing that attracts me to what you're doing and trying to support the show is that I already knew this from going to Regis College in Denver, Wealth and Power in the U.S. And this stuff is completely documented. It's completely...
Yeah, it's college courses. I mean, it's a public group.
Yeah. So if they're so worried about it, why are they trying to debunk it? So that's... I mean, they've already shown their true colors they're trying to get the American public.
I hear you, Wayne. Absolutely. Thanks. Vince in Illinois. Vince, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, congratulations. I heard most of the show last night, and I'm just kind of befuddled. I'm, you know, that's pretty mainstream, and you were heard by a lot of people out there. I'm just scratching my head wondering why they even let you on that program. Because Art Bell, who used to be the host, William Cooper accused him of being a Freemason. And
yeah, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and attack Art Bell. And I wasn't on Art Bell's show. I was on with George Norrie, and he was totally fair and just did some amazing things, like telling people how to listen to my radio show. So
that's absolutely correct. And I'm not saying Art Bell's a Freemason, but I was just kind of surprised. I didn't hear you use the term Freemasons the entire night on the show. I didn't hear everything, but I tried to. But I didn't hear you use the word Freemason.
Well, that was all posted on the site, and I did talk about how the Klan, the Masons, all of this are just offshoots of the same secret societies.
You know, there's an article on Jeff Rentz's website called Our Masonic Constitution, and it talks a little bit about the founding of our country and kind of makes the point that there were some good Freemasons that gave us the Bill of Rights.
Hey, look, I got a bunch of family that are Masons. Most of them are low-level and don't know what's going on. George Washington spoke out against those that were taking over Masonry. Yeah, that's the same thing with the FBI or public school teachers or anything. There's good people, there's bad people. It's just that the top is bad. That we know. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Brian in Oklahoma. Brian, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Oregon, but I only have one quick question about Nesara and the White Knights. If you comment about that, it's a little bit off the subject, but...
Yes, it's not true. Nesara's a fraud. There is no secret government group that gave us all our freedoms back. Look at you. The tyranny's all around you.
So, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. And
it's just more, more delusional stuff. More government conspiracy theories.
And where can I get access to the show that they're talking about last night? I just caught the tail end of that.
I was on Coast to Coast AM. It's the second biggest radio program in the country after Rush Limbaugh. I was on for 3 hours, and I covered a lot of what I wanted to get to, and I posted everything I talked about on the site beforehand. And so that's why George Norrie, that's how I was able to go on the show and do it, because I said everything I'm going to say is going to be posted with at least 100 news articles backing it up per issue. And so we posted thousands, and I mean thousands, of articles and subsections there, and everything I said was right there. And as I said it, George was looking at it.
So where can I access this interview at? Is there any way I can stream and listen to it?
Yeah, you go to coasttocoastam.com, and this weekend they're having free streams, which I know why they have to charge for it. It must cost them millions if it cost us tens of thousands to do it, just with our listenership. But this weekend it'll be free streams. You supposedly will be able to go hear that interview. But I'm sure people have got it out there and be putting it on the web and other places as well. I would just, type in a search engine next week, Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM, audio file, and it should pop up for you.
Well, thank you very much, and have a good day.
All right, thank you for the call. Who should we go to next? Who in Kansas City? Bill, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the difference between Benjamin Franklin and Washington, George Washington. Benjamin Franklin tried to talk his way through the British, and George Washington picked up a gun. And I want to know when we're going to have a George Washington to lead us into battle. The thing that needs to happen is to go to Bohemian Grove and kill those people that are there.
Okay,
the only
fed.
Thing
I can tell you're a fed. You're a disgusting federal agent. You're absolutely disgusting. Don't you ever talk like that on my show. Man, I tell you what, that is disgusting. And I could tell by his voice, that was the real deal. And don't be calling into my show, buddy. Don't you ever try that. You know, we stand up for the federal officers that are being killed on the border by the Mexican troops. We stand up for our military, breathing depleted uranium and, you know, being given rotten meals by Halliburton. We stand up for America. And, you know, I wish absolutely no violence against any of these minions of the globalists. We're going to expose them. And don't you dare try to short-circuit the peaceful revolution that's having such an effect right now in this country. How dare you try to inject that into the discussion so your agency can pull some federal funding to do some type of detail on this. I know who you are. I know what you're doing. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself, what you've done to this country. What you've done to humanity, the blood of all these innocent children from the abortions is on your hands. From all the Ritalin and Prozac is on your hands. I know you. I see you. I see you. We see you. We know who you are. And we stand against your wickedness. We stand in the gate. You will not pass.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Yeah, we've got about 5 minutes left. We're going to take a few final calls here from John and Mike. That'll be it.
But back in 2001, after I snuck into Bohemian Grove, this former Marine showed up. And I never met him. He would show up when I was on TV. And one time he peeked into the studio, and he would hand out these weird Phantom Patriot comic books that he'd done himself. And you know, he would try to get in and around me, but I had a really bad feeling and would just totally avoid him. If I saw him walking down the hall, I would just, you know, literally get out of the building. And Then he went into the grove when he knew no one was there. He admitted that in the middle of the winter, and set a building on fire, and then he started repeating my name over and over again, and it goes back to a government program and some stuff, and then I got it from my sources that all was basically a setup, which they went ahead and implemented, but luckily I never had any connection to him. It was meant for some kind of frame-up for myself, and it was all over the West Coast newspapers. So these people are out there. That's why the globalists have to carry out their own events to try to say that we're doing it. It's horrible, but they're going to fail with the grace and blessing of Yahweh, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior. That's who we've got on our side. That's who controls me. I give myself totally up to God, 110%, and you should too. His will be done. His kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. All right, John, Indiana, you go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for all your effort. For Chicago, I heard you on WLS. It sounded like George is going to give you an invitation to come back. For your Chicago listeners, they don't get the third hour of George's show. They can pick up 1100, the 50,000-watt flamethrower out of Cleveland, Ohio, WTAM. And that's how I did last night. So I heard the whole program you did. The other thing, real quickly, as you had on your tape, the World Trade Towers were sold a few months before 9/11. Well, in today's papers, Chicago MetLife out of New York expects to close the deal on selling the Sears Tower in the second quarter. So let's also keep an eye on if they change the security force in that building.
Yes, I saw that article's posted. Very chilling.
Yes.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Last call. Mike in Pittsburgh. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything you're doing. I'm just calling. Two things, just real quick. I don't know if you're going to put a link on there for the archive of Coast to Coast last night on your webpage at all, because I didn't get to hear it. And just if you find anything out about this mercenary plane lately in the last couple of days.
Over in Africa?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're destabilizing and taking over everywhere.
Crazy.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. We're flat out of time, my friends. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. You can listen to the show at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The backup sites are InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv. Good Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, a two-hour, five-minute expose of the occult rituals going on at Bohemian Grove. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Get the books, get the DVDs, get the material, get them out to people. Wake up America and the world. There's more of us than there are of them. We have the power. We simply have to move against the enemy. And number one, expose that they are the terrorists. So when they carry out terror, everybody knows who the terrorists are. A terrorist does something to get you to do what they wanted politically. Well, they're getting what they want politically out of the terror. Who are the terrorists? InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's the toll-free number to get the books, materials, videos. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'm out of time for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Again, back tonight, 9 to midnight. I'll be back on Monday from 11 to 2 Central, and then again back Monday night, 9 to midnight. And I want to thank George Norrie for having me on the show and not censoring me, and took a lot of courage, and it was a good thing. And, if they want to have me back on, that'd be great. It's up to you guys to request that. Again, God be with you, my friends. Godspeed. God bless you. Stand up against this new world order. It's better to fight bullies than to lay down to them.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.